Welcome to the Lanesboro Radio Company's presentation of Over the Back Fence, a Commonweal Theater Company program from the new air-conditioned Commonweal Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro! We're coming to you over KFIL Preston, 1060 AM, and Chatfield 103.1 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Hal Kropp. Macintosh, Golden Delicious, Jonathan, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith, Rome Beauties, Gala, Cortland, Empire, Gravenstein. Right about now, your mouth is probably watering and your body's saying, how can I keep the doctor away? Well, we've got the answers for you. For the Over the Back Fence salute to apples. Joining us to peel, seed, core, and sauce, our special musical guests, Long, Peters, and Geyer. Youth musical guest Sabrina Neneman, another installment of Sam Spade, Feline Detective, a chat with the good folks from the Preston Apple and Berry Farm and Olivia's Attic, and all the usual suspects, Carolyn Fries and the Over the Back Fence Gang! And joining me for co-hosting duties, the man whose picture adorns every crate of wine saps, my co-host, Short Run Scotty Dixon! Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza Inn Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Root Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions
the
Pub,
Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank Lanesboro! Bringing tonight's show to you is the Over the Back Fence Gang. The ever-lovely Captain Bob Petrillo, our executive producer.
His assistant, glamorous Glenn Jensen.
Internet guru, Jazzin' Jason Underfirth. The hardest-working woman in show business, subbing for artistic director Stellar Stellabert, Heidi Dibbing, Steph Dickens, and Johnny Appleseed at the box office. Well, Scotty, if people had been here in the studio audience, they'd see that we are actually barricaded by probably the largest gathering of the Over the Back Fence gang in, three or four weeks.
Certainly they have created a human fence between us and the audience.
Keeping us as safe as apple trees in a pasture from those hungry horses that make up our studio audience. And here to get us started, singing about the sweetest woman ever to fall off an apple tree, please welcome the Over the Back Fence gang with Ida, sweet as apple cider.
Where the roses always bloom, breathing out upon the air their sweet perfume, lives a dusky maid I long to call my own. For I know my love for her will never die, when the sun is sinking in the golden west. Robin Redbreast gone to seek her nest. Then I sneak down to the place I love the best. Every evening there alone I sigh. Ida, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know.
Fence Gang, Ida, sweet as apple cider. They are delightful. Well, and now we come to that part of the show that really gives me the greatest joy. We get to chat with the good folks whose generosity brings us to you week in and week out for what has now been 16 years. Please welcome from Olivia's Attic, Caitlin Redolin.
Thank you, Hal.
Caitlin, I just want to start by saying thanks to you, your family, and all the good folks at Olivia's Attic for all the support all these years. It's meant a lot to us.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we are very happy to have supported you for all these years. You do a great thing here every Sunday.
Oh, thanks. Speaking of great things, what's happening on the corner?
Oh, we have lots and lots and lots happening. We've been having a really busy summer.
Uh-huh.
And we've got some really new fun things in the store right now.
Like what?
Well, we've got some really great regional artists that we've got pieces from. Every Saturday and Sunday, you can come down and have some food samples from David. He loves it when people come in and eat his samples.
I have noticed that.
And if you're lucky, he might even bring some down here for
Ooh.
You to snack on.
Well, only if things get slow, which I hope they never do, so.
I think he finds time for all of you down here.
Great. So for people who don't know, Olivia's Attic is on the corner of Parkway and Coffee.
That is correct. Our address is 100 Coffee Street, where the big brick building
right
says
on the
antiques
corner.
On the outside, but we don't have antiques.
And on the west side of your building, you have the initials of every young person who's ever passed through Lanesboro in the past 75 years, right?
That is right, including my dad, my brother, my sister, and myself.
You're all in those bricks?
We are all on those bricks.
Gosh. Well, you hang on to that building because it'll be worth something someday.
It probably has most of my aunts and uncles on there, too, somewhere.
Oh, that's great. And the hours at Olivia's Attic?
We are open Sunday through Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 a.m. until 7:30 p.m.
Wow, that's fabulous, fabulous. And if you've never been in Olivia's Attic, you really should go because they have not only the regional art that Caitlin's been talking about, there's an exquisite collection of furniture, there are foodstuffs in the corner, David's special corner, and lots of wonderful things that you can pick up for prizes and gifts. It's really a remarkable store. You brought some stuff with you today. What is this?
I did. I brought, we have a lot of books at Olivia's Attic, and there was one that made me think of Scott, because his lovely wife is going to be having a little bundle of joy coming soon.
Really? Scott, is that true?
That is true.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we not tell you?
You may have, but I was probably distracted by something.
So what we have for them is a book called If Your Kid Eats This Book, Everything Will Still Be Okay. So...
Thank you very much.
No problem.
That's great.
And then I actually have something for you also, Hal.
Really?
This one was David's idea. So he said he saw this and immediately thought of you. It's the General Book of Ignorance.
I appreciate that, Caitlin, but let's be fair. It's the Book of General Ignorance.
Oh.
It's okay. You can be ignorant about the title.
That's fine.
Everything you think you know is wrong. Well, that's certainly true. Thank you, David. And you know, what's great about your grandfather is he's been telling me that for years. For years. I've known him for 19 years. And for 19 years, he said to me, everything you think you know is wrong. And now there's a book that proves it.
Now he's just proving it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's
he got someone to agree with him.
Very sweet. Yeah, I wonder how much he paid John Lloyd and John Mitchinson. Anyway, well, I'm going to write them and find out. Great. Thank you for this. And what else? Something else here?
We also have... I have a gift certificate. I don't know how we want to give
this away. I think what we'd like to do is, if you came to this show tonight from over 200 miles away, raise your hand. Over 200 miles away. Okay. If you came to the show from over 400 miles away, raise your hand.
Uh-oh.
Okay, if you came to the show from over 300 miles away, raise your hand. 250 miles. This is like an auction. 250 miles wins it. Scotty?
And that is a $25 gift certificate to our store.
Oh, great. Of course, it's closed now. But
it is closed now. But if you're here for tomorrow, you can come in. Otherwise,
at 10 o'clock.
Yes. Otherwise, you can use it on our website.
You could probably get a copy of the Book of General Ignorance.
You could.
With that gift certificate.
And our website is oliviasattic.com. Very easy to find. So.
Excellent. Do you need to put the apostrophe in?
No.
So it's without the apostrophe?
Yep.
Just Olivia Zadek.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, Caitlin, thanks again for the support. Thanks for sharing time with us. Caitlin Rinalan from Olivia Zadek. All righty. And now, Scott, I think it's time to welcome to the keyboard our youth musical guest. Please welcome Sabrina Nenneman.
Thank you.
Sabrina Nenneman, ladies and gentlemen. And as we like to do every week, we like to chat with our youth musical guests. Sabrina, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How long have you been playing the keyboard?
For 4 years.
4 years. Great. Who's your teacher?
Stella Burt.
Stella Burt? Is she pregnant?
Yes.
You know, I heard that. I heard that. And Sabrina, what grade are you going into?
I'm going into seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Are you excited?
No.
No? But Sabrina, this is great because instead of one teacher, now you get a bunch of teachers. And instead of one room, you get a bunch of rooms.
But that means I have to go back to school.
Yeah, well, I have news for you. You're locked in for at least another 6 years. Tell me, what do you hope to do with this skill of yours when you get out of school?
I have no clue.
Really? You're just going to kick around keyboards and, you know, walk into bars and say, huh, I could play a little number.
Live under the County 8 bridge and, you know, play for passing cars.
Yeah. Set up on Highway 16 and put a hat upside down with a keyboard and say, could you help me get into college? No? None of that?
No. That's what my parents are for.
All right, well,
so how well do your parents play the piano?
That is a good question. How well do they play the piano? That's excellent. Yeah. So you're figuring you're going to ride on your parents' coattails the whole way, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that was news to them?
No.
No. Well, Sabrina, thanks so much for coming on the show. Lanesboro High School, or Lanesboro Middle School, yes?
Junior High.
Lanesboro Junior High. I'm so sorry. I get so confused. Thank you. Sabrina Nenneman, ladies and gentlemen. Scotty, you know, this is a fascinating book.
You're leafing through your present here.
I'm leafing through my presents because...
We're on the air, you know.
I know we are. They can't see me, so it's totally fine. They're just wondering what that flip, flip, flip sound is. But do you know what the first animal in space was?
The first animal in space. No, I don't know what was the first animal in space.
Heidi, do you have any guesses as to the first animal in space?
Either a monkey or a dog.
Either a monkey or a dog. With applause, audience, how many of you think the monkey was the first animal in space? With applause, how many of you think the dog was the first animal in space? With applause, how many of you think another animal was the first animal in space? Okay, those few of you who said another animal, you're absolutely correct. The first animal in space was a fruit fly. It's the Apple show, what can I tell you?
Yes, I see.
Yeah.
So the astronaut brought this apple up into space and it had a fruit fly on it.
I wish it was. Yeah. They took corn seeds.
Yeah, corn seeds.
Up into space, July 1946, and the fruit flies hitched a ride on the corn seeds. This book is a fascinating book, ladies and gentlemen. A fascinating book.
Einstein,
everything I thought I knew was wrong.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You said the first animal. Would a fruit fly be an animal, Einstein?
Yeah, it would, because it wouldn't be a plant or a mineral.
Oh, I don't
animal,
think
vegetable,
so.
Mineral. No, no. Hey, there it is. I got news for you. Insects
you
are animals.
You always have to win the argument, don't you?
Insects are animals. I would turn it over to the engineer sitting behind me.
There's who two of them there.
And they'll both address it to you. All right. So there we go. Well, Scotty, look, it's time for news and notes.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Is the beacon going to work today?
I don't know. Last week we'd have a substitute beacon, and that didn't work.
Yeah, last weekend the beacon did not work so well.
You want to crank it up and see what happens?
Here we go. Let's see if we can go.
And now it's time for news and notes. And we've made it into outer space, ladies and gentlemen. Look, there's a fruit fly.
And they're still up there.
All right. Well, in tomorrow's Fillmore County Journal, you'll be able to read that the County Board of Supervisors is wrestling with the high cost of health care.
Oh, do they sell tickets to that?
Do you know, that's a great question. I don't know.
I mean, because you can wrestle a bear and you can wrestle an alligator, and if you wrestle
health
care,
you may
as well.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah. You'll also find out that the Lanesboro City Council is entertaining the idea of bonding for... electrical power in the future.
Bondage for electrical power.
Exactly.
That's,
so you got alternative the supervisors sources. Wrestling and the city councilman in bondage. It's going to be tremendous this next couple of months around here. And what you won't read in the Fillmore County Journal, but what needs to be said, is that this is my last show as a host of Over the Back Fence.
Yes, it
is. After 16 years, I'm hanging up my microphone. And, oh, stop. Stop. You never cared when I was on before. You never came.
Now you're going to sit here and moan? All of the people who are here for the first time are sorely disappointed.
Yes, I can see that. I can see that. And so it needs to be said that Over the Back Fence is coming to the end of its run with the Commonweal.
Yes,
and
it is.
So this is my last performance because next week, ladies and gentlemen, I will be in the lovely city of Chicago, Illinois. Because this is also news, my nephew, Texas Joe Cohen, is being bar mitzvahed on Labor Day. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I went through that once. It's a painful experience. He'll come out the other side.
Oh, well.
It'll be fine.
One usually does, yes?
Almost always.
It's hardly ever a fatal celebration.
Rarely is bar mitzvah a fatal celebration.
Yes,
rarely.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, and so then next week, we'll close the season and we'll bring the run of Over the Back Fence to its close on a high note.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That would be your responsibility. So
I will
singing.
Shepherd it through.
Excellent. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage our musical guest for the week, Long Peters and Geyer.
Oh, I'd like to go back to that old country church and to hear the songs of praise. Oh, the people would sing, it would make the heavens ring at their old country church. Now shall we gather at the river, the beautiful, beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river, flows by the throne of God. Oh, I'll never forget at that old country church how the glory of the Lord came down. The children would smile as they shouted down the aisle of that old country church. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Then on Sunday to see all my friends so dear to me at that old country church. And the children would smile as they shouted down the aisle of that old country church. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. And so many have died at that old country church. But they're on the other shore, and they'll sing forevermore as they did at that old country church. Well, I'm redeemed, my love divine,
my love divine.
Glory, glory, Christ is mine, all to Him I now resign. I have been redeemed at that old country church.
Long, Peters, and Geyer. Well, and as we have been wont to do here at Over the Back Fence, we like to spend a little bit of time getting to know our musical guests in between the first and subsequent numbers. And I guess I'm going to be chatting with Robin Geyer, yeah?
Russ
Geyer. Turn the computer on so I can see it better. never mind. Russ, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can you introduce your singing partners to us?
Yes, I'd like to introduce Randy Long.
Randy.
Bob Peters.
Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yourself, of course, Russ Geyer. That would be
That's
Long,
right.
Peters, and Geyer.
There
now we
go.
Won't be confused.
Yeah.
We still won't say it quickly, but we won't be confused. How long have you guys been singing together?
Oh, about 3 minutes.
So you don't count the 30 minutes you were singing earlier in the night?
No.
Okay,
that was
good.
That was practice.
Great, fabulous. And when you're done here, where are you going to be singing?
Well, we've got several places to go. Actually, I do a lot of assisted living in nursing homes, and that's my passion now.
Great.
So I find great enjoyment doing that. And I get together with these guys when we do something special.
And so what's next that's special?
I'm not sure. Maybe maybe in the backyard or something, barbecue, something like that.
Great. What are you going to have on the grill?
Chicken.
And the directions to your house are?
It's Harmony.
That's great, because I've never been to Harmony. And I'm having a, yeah, great, fabulous, wonderful. Well, you didn't by any chance bring any CDs to sell in the lobby, did you?
No, I didn't bring any to sell. I can't sell them. I give them away. They're free.
You can't sell them. You give them away. Did you bring some to give away?
If I have any addresses, I'll mail them to you. I didn't bring any.
Excellent. So those people in our studio audience, if you want to connect with Russ in the lobby afterward, he'd be happy to take your address and mail it to you. And if you're listening at home, if you jump in your car right now, do not exceed the speed limit, but come down to the Commonweal as quickly as possible. You, too, can get on Russ's mailing list and get a free CD in the mail. What better break can you have on a Sunday night?
Or go to Harmony and stake out where 43 comes
chicken.
Through and just wait. Yeah.
Just smell the chicken and follow your nose. Excellent. All right. Do you have a couple of other numbers for us, Russ?
Yes.
Great. Well, once again, Long, Peters, and Geyer.
This old house went through my children. This old house went through my wife. This old house is home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about. Ain't I gonna need this house no longer? Ain't I gonna need this house no more? Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't I gonna need this house no longer? I'm getting ready to meet the saints. It's just getting shaky. This old house is getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Knees are getting chilly, but I feel no fear, no pain. For I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't I gonna need this house no longer? Ain't I gonna need this house no more? Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't I gonna need this house no longer? I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house, afraid of thunder. This old house is afraid of storms. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the storm. This old house is getting feeble. This old house is a needing paint. Just like me, it's tuckered out. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. Ain't I gonna need this house no longer? Ain't I gonna need this house no more? Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window panes. Ain't I gonna need this house no longer? I'm getting ready to meet the saints. Ain't I gonna need this house no longer? I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Woohoo! Long, Peters, and Geyer.
Thank you. Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, a three to get ready, now go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. You can knock me down, step on my face, spread my name all over the place, do anything that you want to do.
dangling off of my shoes. That don't you step in my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Now it's blue, blue, a blue suede shoe. Uh-huh, blue, blue, a blue suede shoe. Uh-huh, blue, blue, a blue suede shoe. Uh-huh, blue, blue, a blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. You could burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar, and do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Now it's blue, blue, a blue suede shoe. Uh-huh, blue, blue. A blue suede shoe, uh-huh, blue, blue, a blue suede shoe, uh-huh, blue, blue, a blue suede shoe. You can do anything, lay off of my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
Long Peters and Geyer, quite a unique sound. What do you say? Would you like one more, huh?
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to feature the bass singer and the tenor singer on this. Well, I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of rank and dirt. We get together in a family circle, singing loud.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
and little brother would join right in there, singing, singing to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll be joining them in a song. I'm just gathering the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Would call in all of us. You could hear us picking for a country mile. My little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song, and we'll all be together up yonder in a little while.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
my little brother would join right in there, singing, singing to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang.
Join right in there, in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Long Peters and Geyer. You know, Scotty, if people were listening at home instead of being here in the audience, They yes. missed a visual treat because I've never seen three people attired so uniquely. The two of them looked exactly like Grant Wood's American Gothic, and the guy on the piano in the bozo suit was really remarkable.
It was remarkable.
So, you know, they just haven't had a chance to get down here. Well, you're listening to Over the Back Fence, a Commonwealth Theater Company program live from the Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro on KFIL Preston 1060 AM and 103.1 FM in Chatfield. Coming up in the second half of our show, we'll hear the sweet vocal stylings of Carolyn Freeze.
We'll also hear the final installment of The Adventures of Sam Spade, Feline Detective.
Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers, Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Route Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions
the
Club,
The Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank Lanesboro! We invite you to come down and join us live Sundays at 7, but if you can't, listen home at 1060 on your AM or 103.1 on your FM radio dial when the twins are not playing. So here we are. It's the second half of our show, and I've done just enough naughty things that I'm hoping that Carolyn can get me out of this mess. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Carolyn Freeze with I'm Old Fashioned.
Such a clever one about the latest fads. I admit I was never one adorned by local lads. Not that I ever tried to be the saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon my window pane, the scent of apple blossom sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. But I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me.
Carolyn Freeze, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely, lovely. Well, this is actually a very special show because once again we get to take a few minutes to chat with the people whose generosity brings us to you week in and week out, and it is my distinct pleasure to welcome to the stage and to the show Joe Gosey, the proprietor of the Preston Apple and Berry Farm.
Thank you.
Joe, welcome to the show. I want
Thank
to start
you.
Off by saying, again, thanks so much for your generosity and helping to bring the show to all of the people here and all the people listening at home. It's truly an honor to have you as a sponsor.
I'm glad to be here, and thank you.
So, Joe, Preston Apple and Berry Farm, how did you get in the business?
I've been in apple business since 1962, but I was working for my competition up in the cities. And I moved to Preston. And in 85, I started on my own.
Wow.
So I've been celebrating 25 years our own.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. 25 years of the Preston Apple and Berry Farm. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, let's just give the folks a little idea about what kinds of things they can get at the Preston Apple and Berry Farm.
Well, we open about mid-March through end of December.
Okay.
And we start selling some apples what is left over a year before, and we go into bedding plants and seeds.
Right.
And we go in the summer, strawberries, and buy some peaches, blueberries, cherries, and then we go into the apple business in this time in the year.
Okay.
And I do have about 30 varieties of apples.
Wow.
And so we sell apples. We also started a bakery back in 94.
Yes, you have.
And I make the pies.
Oh.
And make about 3,200 roughly pies a year.
3,200 pies a year.
Yeah.
All right, all of you slackers sitting out there who make maybe two or three pies a year, 3,200. That's almost 10 pies a day every day of the year.
Yeah. And we do have many varieties on the pies, not just apple. We do have blueberries, raspberries, peach, cherry.
I've had your cherry pie, and it's delicious.
Triple berry.
Yeah. And then in the fall, after the apples tend to thin out a little bit, there are still things to buy, right? We can find pumpkins?
We got pumpkins, we got squash. After Thanksgiving, we're going to have Christmas trees, poinsettias. So we do have all type of deals you could get at Preston Apple and Berry.
So now Preston Apple and Berry Farm is on the east side of Highway 52 as you're heading through Preston, correct?
Yes.
And there's a big sign there, so you can't miss the driveway.
Yeah. But everybody misses. We also have a blue sign out there, but nobody sees it.
They miss that too. That's great. And the hours that you're open?
We open 7 days a week, 9 to 6:30 daily.
9 to 6:30 every day, 7 days a week. Again, you slackers who take Saturday and or Saturday and Sunday off, come on, what are you doing? Look at Joe. He's working hard. Great. So what else? Now, I know in addition to the pies and the turnovers in the pastry shop, you've got the fruit themselves. But what else you sell? You've got some other things for sale back there, right?
Well, yeah, we got muffins, mm-hmm. cookies, mm-hmm. bars.
Yeah. Jam? Did I see jam?
Yeah, you could get jam. We buy the jams, but some of them are made for us with our label, and some we just have the other label from other companies.
And you have a pie cutter that you write?
Yeah.
You sell pie cutters and spatulas? And
so,
you
know, if you want peelers,
apple peelers.
Cherry pitters.
Cherry pitters, excellent.
Apple cores.
Apple cores. There you go, Baltimore. Yeah, good.
And,
great.
And we do have apple cider also, so we got that too.
So at the risk of giving your competition a plug, who were you working for in the cities when you were working for them back in the 60s? Pine Tree.
Yeah.
Pine Tree Nursery?
Apple Orchard.
Pine Tree Apple Orchard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're nowhere near as good as the Preston Apple and Berry Farm.
No.
No. No. So if you're looking for a pumpkin, or if you're looking for apples, or if you're looking for a great pie, or a Christmas tree, we got our Christmas tree from Joe last year. Just gorgeous. Make sure you get to the Preston Apple and Berry Farm 7 days a week. You can't miss it. All right, Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Joe Gosey from the Preston Apple and Berry Farm, everybody. Thank you. All righty. Please welcome to the microphone a selection of the gang with Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
Anyone else but me? No, 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 don't start showing. arms, in somebody else's arms. You must be true to me. I'm so afraid that the plans we've made underneath those moonlit skies will fade away, and you're bound to stray if the stars get in your eyes. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. You're my L-O-V-E. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Just remember that I've been true to nobody else but you. So just be true to me. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't start showing off all your charms to somebody else's arms. You must be true to me. I'm so afraid that the plans we made underneath these moonlit skies will fade away, and you're bound to stray if the stars get in your eyes. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. You're my L-O-V-E.
Stella Burt, Barb Keith, and Carolyn Fries, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. Scotty, you know what we haven't done in a long time?
What have we not done in a long time?
We have not gone into the audience and solicited responses for that little toss-off that we have people talk about before we go on the
air. That's true. We haven't.
And tonight, if you weren't in our studio audience, you missed being asked the question, what is the strangest thing you've ever done with an apple? And I think it might be interesting to get some responses. So
I think absolutely.
If you have something that you'd like to share in terms of the strangest thing you've ever done with an apple, please raise your hand.
Oh,
and
we're
Scott
soliciting
will bring his microphone.
For volunteers?
We're soliciting for volunteers. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nobody could find the star. You think we're going to find a story?
Share? Well, you know, we'll find a story. Stories are easier than stars. Stars are so far away, and they're small, and the stories are big. Who has a story about an apple they'd like to share? Somebody, anybody.
Oh, here we go. All right.
There we go.
We've got a live one. Okay.
And she looks very attractive as well. So be nice to her.
Okay. And everyone else in a row is like clearing out of the way. You notice that? It's like they don't want to be associated with this story.
And the fact that they're reaching for their car keys that scares me. Go ahead.
And your name is?
Pat Gervais.
And Pat, you're from?
Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, from Rochester. And what is the strangest, wildest thing you've ever done with an apple?
Well, I went back to visit my mom and dad. And I offered to make them pie because I have the best pies in the world. My mother said, well, I'll get some apples out of the freezer. So she went to her big freezer. She pulled out what was supposed to be two bags of frozen apples. We had 10 kids in the family, made two big pies. And she went off to do her thing, and my father's sitting at his desk, and he's working. He said, aren't your pies done yet? I said, I don't know what's wrong with your apples. I said, they're not bubbling up. Oh, I think they've been there. I think your pies are done. Well, it came time to serve dessert at the table, and my youngest brother would say, Ma, what's for dessert? Well, she said, I made apple pie. So she cut the pie, she passed the first piece down. He takes a taste, and he said, Mother, what is this? Well, she said, it's apple pie. He said, no, it's not. She had grabbed a bag of cauliflower and a bag of apples.
That's a great story, and now your mother has dropped down on the ranks of pie bakers. Joe certainly has leaped ahead of her. Yes. Who else has a great story about an apple? Oh, there's one up here, Scott.
Where are we going? All the way up top. All the way up top.
Yeah, yeah. She got in the nosebleed seats. So take a handkerchief with you.
Okay, where was the story? Who had the story? Here's the story. And your name is?
Karen.
And Karen, you're from?
Rochester.
Oh, from Rochester. We've got the Rochester contingent here. Yeah. Yes. And what is the strangest, wildest thing you've ever had happen with an apple?
Well, I made an apple pie for the firemen in Rochester. My husband was on the force that day. And I had my student nurse from when I had my last baby over, and we got to talking, and I forgot the sugar in the pie. Well, it was the most beautiful pie. Made one for us and one for the firemen. And we tasted that pie, and I didn't get no phone calls from my father, my husband, saying how good that pie was. And we forgot the sugar. It tasted awful. And so I called him, and I said, is the pie gone? Because that's what he usually always said. Yeah. No, he said. And I said, I forgot the sugar, didn't I? Yeah, you did. It's not very good.
Thank you,
and that pie is still here. Come pick it up.
That's a great story. That is a great story. And you know, Scott, that reminds me, of course, because now it's two pie stories. You have to have a third pie story or it's not funny.
Right.
We had an Italian housekeeper growing up, and she was a marvelous cook. I mean, she made the most exquisite linguine with clam sauce. She made steak braciole. She made the best foods. And my mother decided to entrust her with her family old recipe for cheesecake.
Yes.
And for the sake of the show, I'm going to make an apple cheesecake. So she followed the recipe to the nth degree,
yes.
And the time came to cut and eat the cheesecake, and everybody cut a slice and put it in their mouth, and immediately there was this grimace, and you watch people going, spitting out the cheesecake. And my mother turned to Santa and said, what did you do? And she said, well, I followed the recipe. Said, you put in the cheese, yeah, the cream cheese, and you put in the vanilla? And she goes, yeah. She goes, are you sure? And Santa said, sure. And she pulled out the bottle of vanilla and handed it to my mother. And my mother said, well, this is cough syrup. So there it is. Well, thanks for sharing, ladies. And now please welcome to the microphones the Commonweal Radio Theater of the Air with Sam Spade, Feline Detective.
Buses are falling over cliffs, candidates are kissing babies and eating cheeseburgers on a stick. It's impossible to get through Snelling Avenue in St. Paul, and the Lanesboro Public Utilities Commission is looking into refinancing the electric bonds. It must be the dog days of summer, and that can only mean one thing. Another episode of Sam Spade, Feline Detective. When we last left our intrepid Private Dick, he had fallen into the clutches of the notorious Howler Gang, a bloodthirsty family of coyotes.
Oh, that sun is so hot. Could you just rub a little lotion over my shoulders? Oh, yeah, that's it. Slower, smoother. Oh, yeah, that feels so much better. Now some on my tummy. Gently, gently, I'm very ticklish. Yeah. And now on my hindquarters. Again, slowly, gently. Yes, yes, just there. Oh, yeah, that's got it. Oh. And when you're done, if you want to lie down next to me, I'd be happy to do the same for you. Yeah. Just loosen your top. Yeah, that's it. And now I'll...
Okay, buddy, snap out of it. Come on.
Hey, what are you doing?
Think of us as your sous chefs for the evening. We're just preparing you for Mom's delicate touch.
What's that aroma?
Hush up.
We've created a magnificent garlic, tarragon, Pinot reduction with a demi-glace of hummingbird essence, which we're now going to dab behind your ears.
Hey, that tickles.
Under your haunches.
I'm very sensitive.
And just a soupçon under your chin. Pretty boy, do you have the diagram?
Diagram?
The butcher's chart. It shows exactly how to eviscerate you to reveal the rich texture of your meat.
You're the chef. I thought you had it. I was just supposed to sharpen the knives, which I did.
Do I have to do everything by myself?
Well, you're always saying you're the bright one.
All right. Just put him in the meat locker with the rest of dinner, would you?
Stop bossing me around.
Then do what you're told the first time.
Oh, yeah? Well, you... Just you go get the chart.
Now, there's a bright boy. Your brother doesn't realize it, but it's best to let a marinade sit for at least 24 hours.
24 hours?
Yeah, in a cool, dark place. That way the flavor permeates the meat.
Permeates?
Yep. But tell that to your mother and see just how impressed she'll be with you.
Marinate and permeate for 24 hours. Marinate and permeate for 24 hours. Marinate and permeate for 24 hours.
Then your main course will surely turn to sweet from the sours.
Okay, just get in there and no funny business.
Well, look who's here.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
Guess.
What?
Guess.
What?
Guess.
Well, for God's sake, don't hurt yourself. Just pass it.
Not gas. Guess.
Guess what?
Who's here?
What?
No, not who. Who? Oh, for Pete's sake.
How did Pete get here?
Pete who?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
It's Spade.
Should we send a card? Some flowers?
Why?
Cheer him up. Can't be easy for Pete having to gone through that.
What are you talking about?
What?
What are you talking about?
Pete's being Spade.
Pete wasn't Spade. He is.
Who?
Him. That private dick that was looking for Moses.
Yeah, there was a guy looking for Moses earlier at our house. I wonder what happened to him.
He was Spade.
Well, maybe we should send him the flowers.
No, he's here.
Hey, if you two could keep it down to a dull roar and let me think a minute.
Spade, is that you?
Marge, what are you doing here?
Best as I can tell, I'm being measured and dressed for the side dish on the Coyote Country Buffet. Any luck finding Moses?
None. That's sort of how I got here, but you...
I stopped by Ace and Monty's to see if Moses had come back and talked them into taking a stroll with me to see if we could spot him. We headed down Parkway, got so involved in calling Moses' name and looking under every garbage can behind every junk car and beneath all the bushes that we didn't notice we had gotten to the foot of the golf course hill until it was too late.
Yeah, some night for a stroll.
What?
I said, I hope they serve rolls.
Me too.
You see what I've had to put up with?
In there? You put him in there?
It was Dilly's idea.
And that nonsense about the marinade?
Any idiot could see that it was just a delaying tactic.
Who are you calling an idiot?
Hey, if the moniker fits, wear it.
Yeah, and if the paw fits, eat it.
Boys, stop it, both of you. How many times do I have to tell you it's not polite to play with your food before you eat it?
Seems to me the kids are a bit out of whack.
What would you know about it?
Well, you'd be surprised what I read while I'm waiting for the phone to ring. And waiting. Just last week I was immersed in the Canine Health magazine, which talked about the need for fresh fruits and roughage in the typical canine diet. Did you know that an apple a day can help keep your system regular, reducing anxiety and eliminating irritability?
Great. So we'll stick an apple in your mouth. And what's the big idea about telling my boy that marinate and permeate for 24 hours leads to a tasty entree?
Well, it's true.
It wasn't a delaying tactic?
Heck no! I'm just looking out for your Epicurean wants and needs.
And what's that behind your back?
Oh, you mean this? Allow me to introduce my German cousin, Mr. Luger. Hans Luger. Now, everybody just stay calm, Ma. Boys, back up against that wall, would you? Marge?
Yes, Sam.
Get that baling wire in the corner and wrap it around all their paws, all 12 of them. Use the tin snips to cut it.
I told you we should have stayed in the cave. This outbuilding had just too much stuff in it.
But you were the one who was whining about the bat feces.
And this is the best you can come up with?
The spiders.
Did you even look inside to see what was here?
The damp.
Boys, for crying out loud. Don't you see what's happening here?
Yeah, we're being tied up.
I think she means that our dinner's getting away, dummy.
Who are you calling dummy? Ma!
Enough. Spade, leaving us here all tied up will lead to our deaths.
And what are the other deaths you and your boys have caused? You might consider this following the laws of nature. Survival of the fittest?
Yeah, but you're just a cat.
Fit enough to outsmart you.
Spade, have a heart.
All right. Ace, Monty, bring that bushel of apples over here and leave it within a jaw's reach of the Barkers.
What?
Just come with me.
Come with you?
Will ya, Grandpa?
Who are you calling Grandpa?
Oh, now you can hear?
Yes, now I can hear.
What about Moses, Sam?
Oh, hold it 1 minute, guys. Ma, I'd be happy to make sure you have all the apples you want, but I need to know one thing.
What?
Did you, by any chance, have for dinner a big orange tabby whose purr could be heard from fountain? Scratch on his belly?
Doesn't ring the dinner bell. Get it? Dinner bell?
Got it. Thanks. All right, boys, bring in the apples. And with that, I escorted Marge home and headed to my office to check messages and wash the tarragon from my ears. When I got there, May had already left, but left me this note. Sam, there's a real treat waiting for you on your sofa. I opened the door to my office. Slowly.
Hey, big guy, where you been? I've been here almost 3 hours.
I could ask you the same question. I'm just glad to see you. And I told him about it all. Clem and M, Julie, Large Marge, Ace, Monty, and the Barkers. When we were done, he said to me,
when are you going to settle down and get a real job?
Like what?
Oh, Oh, I don't know. Humping canoes, mixing drinks at a swanky restaurant.
Why don't I just run for mayor?
Does it pay enough?
Should I really care?
And as our two friends walked off into the sunset discussing employment options, we find ourselves drawn to the close of another case in the annals of Sam Spade, Feline Detective.
The Commonwealth Radio Theater of the Air, Carrie Eversole, David Hennessy, Phil Dibbing, Steph Dickens, Bonnie Helsing, and Barb Keith. Well, Scotty, here we are at the end of the show, and it's time for the sing-along. Please welcome Stella and the gang in the shade of the apple tree. In the studio audience, you'll find the lyrics at the bottom of your page. Edition of Over the Back Fence to a close. I want to thank our special musical guests, Long, Peters, and Geyer. Youth musical guests, Sabrina Neneman, Joe and Carol Gosey for the Preston Apple and Berry Farm, Caitlin Redolin for Bolivia's Attic, the Over the Back Fence gang, and my co-host, Scott Dixon. We hope you had a good time. Please join us next week for the Sweet 16 show.